Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's ask Mike Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch that exact question. Philly joins us via the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get three free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app. Mike Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch. Phillips, what is the process for the Commanders right now?
Wouldn't it be wild if the new owner was the guy who had the most famous process in sports history? I mean, we'd just be doing process talk for months and years.
Explain. Not everybody knows what you mean.
Josh Harris owns the 76ers who did the what was known in Philly as the process, where they tanked for, I mean, goodness, we'd have to look it up. What was it, two or three consecutive years where they just they deliberately tried to lose every game through their roster management, stockpiled the first round picks, and then launched it to the moon. You know, very, very famous in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah. But the thing about it, I see that in basketball. How
you can't do it in football.
How difficult? No, it wouldn't be possible in football.
Because basketball, one dude can change your entire organization. Now, in football, one quarterback can change your organization, but that's
I have the other pieces with him.
Really,
too.
Really hard to do.
Yeah, in football, there's no like, man, you know, if we just had this one guy, we'd be fine. I mean, look at the teams who have great quarterbacks and don't win. I mean, how long did the Lions not win with Matt Stafford? Matt Stafford leaves for L.A., wins a Super Bowl right away. There's just way too many moving pieces. But also, like, the overreaction cycle is very different. You know, in basketball, there's 82 games. People tune out. Like, man, you can go into a football game and be like, hey, you know, this one doesn't matter. Temper your expectations. And your phone lines are still going to be red hot the next day after a loss. Like, people can't handle this game doesn't matter in football. Football games matter, period.
Talking with our friend Mike Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, I very much am of the belief that this team is going to turn to Sam Howell. He's going to get the job, and he's going to get a long leash to keep the job. Brissett is a guy that is a great locker room guy and probably understands the situation. Do you read it the same way?
Yeah, but I think also whoever is in Brissett's ear is probably telling him, I mean, nobody's gone broke taking the over on number of quarterbacks who play in this town each year. if you're number two on the Washington Commanders, history tells us you're going to start football games, you know, in the season where you have that role. So I think Brissett's absolutely an important guy to talk about and an important guy to break down from the stance of whether it's injury, performance, you know, whatever it is. History tells us he's likely to play significant downs for this team this year. But I do agree with your general premise, which is this is Sam Howell's team. This is Sam Howell's year. I do think there's going to be a learning curve here, and I think it's in a lot of different ways. So let's preface this. I like Sam Howell. I think he's got potential. I like Eric Bieniemy. Man, everybody likes Eric Bieniemy. We're all fired up at that press conference. They're both first-timers in this in a lot of ways. Sam Howell, one NFL game. Eric Bieniemy, zero NFL games as the head play caller. You don't just, I mean, there are no freshman phenoms here. This is the National Football League. Like, right. The guy on the other side is going to be a defensive coordinator who's been scheming to bring you down all week long. And I mean, the stuff these guys come up with is incredible on a weekly basis. There's going to be some lumps here. There's going to be a learning curve. I don't know how that'll play out in the actual day-to-day, but I think everybody understands that coming in at least.
But the way I look at it, Sam is a fifth-round pick. I don't care what people say he would have been. And we sit here and act as if a lot of us have already assumed that, oh, he's the next great thing. And he should not be challenged and he should be given the job and allowed to do everything. No. It's a lot of people been paying money to watch this team play for the last 15, 20 years. And they're not sitting on waiting them 2, 3, 4 years to try to figure it out. But if a new owner walks in, I think whatever he decides when he walks in is what goes. I don't care about. And we also know we're dealing with a coach who will change his mind whenever he sees something he doesn't like.
I mean, if you look at if Sam Howell doesn't play against the Cowboys in the last game of the year last year, what's the discussion right now? Is the discussion, you've got to give Sam Howell a full year? Like, is the discussion even Sam Howell is the guaranteed starter? Like, I mean, one football game against a team that was arguably either not trying or not playing well, one of the two that day, one game really changed Sam Howell's career arc in a very tangible way. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think it's appropriate to bump the brakes and say, like, that's a heck of a small sample size.
For sure. We're talking with our friend Mike Phillips, Richmond Times Dispatch. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Michael P. RTD. Phillips, obviously, this is Washington, D.C., so quarterback will always matter. But right now, all the action is focused on the sale of the organization. Yep. What do you know? Where are you at? Kind of give us the five W's here.
Yeah, you know, obviously a lot of smoke came from the building over the weekend. Dan Snyder, his private jet was at Dulles on Friday for the day. So, you know, I don't know that he was at the facility, but I mean, you can certainly connect the dots there that there was an appearance. And then there was a lot of smoke coming out of the building. I think that, you know, your reporting certainly held up here that they're moving to get this thing done by the end of March, by the league meetings, which are now 6 days away. Clock's ticking on that one. I think we've all kind of come to terms with the fact that it's not going to be Bezos or likely not going to be Bezos. But I think we're all just waiting for that official announcement at this point, right? Like, I mean, it's been 24 years. It's been so long. Like, Nobody's throwing this parade. Nobody's counting this thing as done until there's a signature on a piece of paper. So I certainly understand why everybody's holding their excitement for the moment.
Do you believe we're at the finish line or Daytona 500? We're on like lap 497. Where would you say we are?
I think we're fourth in inches with the Hogs in their prime and John Riggins behind them.
Don't say fourth. People are going to get nervous on fourth down. Yeah, even with the Hogs and John Riggins.
With the Hogs and John Riggins on the inch-yard line, they're getting in the zone.
All right. Sunday afternoon, I'm going to be in Phoenix. I'm going to be in Scottsdale. It's going to be lovely. The NFL owners are all going to convene. And the owners need to hear one of two things. They need to hear this thing's done or here is the guy. We're negotiating a contract. This thing's about to be done. Anything other than that, and it's going to be a show next week, right? Like, everybody understands that. Like, everybody's fed up with this. The options are either this thing's done, this thing's so close to done we can taste it, or let's start counting votes and see if there's the 24 to kick them out. Like, everybody knows what the score is. This is going to be a very significant week. You know, that's what we have to underscore to people here. This is probably the most significant week of the process because this week ends with the league meeting. And by the way, you've covered a few of these, JP. I've covered a few of these. You know how the NFL works. They don't take votes unless they have the votes. The league meeting is not the place where discussion happens and people come to a consensus. The league meeting is the place where everybody comes, they put a rubber stamp on it. Everything happened in the back rooms before the league meeting because the NFL does not air its dirty laundry.
I don't think – perhaps I'm alone on this, and maybe you disagree. B, I want your take too. I don't think this thing ever gets to the votes. I think they're agreeing to a sale without any votes ever happening.
I think votes have been done, and they know if they have to show him the results, That's the only vote that we'll see, but I don't think publicly we'll never hear about a vote.
There's no vote. He is going to sell the football team, and he is going to sell the football team voluntarily. And what we're seeing now is the final stages of that process. I'd be enormously surprised at this juncture. I mean, look, Kroenke leaves for L.A. and leaves a $900 million mess behind. Like, that settlement, which the teams are all super salty about. You know, every team had to pay $7.5 million to get the Rams out of St. Louis to L.A. You don't think Roger passed the hat, everybody would chip in whatever it takes to get this thing across the finish line? This thing's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm with you there. What do you think happens next? I mean, there's a pretty interesting timeline in place here where owners' meetings are next week. I don't want to call it a prediction, but if Monday morning of owners' meetings, Adam Schefter tweets out that the Commanders have agreed to a deal in principle with Josh Harris, I will not be surprised whatsoever. I'm kind of curious what you think happens next.
Yeah, I mean, there's a small number of people that will break this story when it's all said and done. And it's either coming from the Dan side and the league side, it's going to be somebody like Adam Schefter, or it's going to come from the banking side. It's going to be, what, you know, Forbes or one of those people that's in with Bank of America as they get this thing across the finish line. Everything else is just people chasing clout right now. You know, you pay your $7, you get your blue check mark, you can say whatever you want to say. It's a free country, whatever.
Yep.
What matters is the people doing this deal, the people in the room, the people hashing it out. I find it hard to believe that we've gotten to this point without clearing all the major hurdles. Now, I wrote last week about legal indemnity maybe being a major hurdle. I got to think we're closer to getting that solved than not if we've gotten to that point, because I don't know. I wrote about Dan Snyder's history. You know, there have been lawsuits against Dan Snyder companies after he's left, but I got to think everybody's seen the books at this point. Everybody has a pretty good feel of what they're agreeing to. And then obviously, the stadium hunt and the season ticket base, those are just known quantities. So I find it hard to believe there's going to be a fourth and goal surprise, to paraphrase you guys there, that's going to derail this thing at the end.
Are you saying that indemnity thing, they're going to agree to that?
I don't know that they'll agree to that, but I think there's going to be some sort of compromise.
Resolution.
And that's why I say about the NFL, I think, is willing to pay to make this go away. And I think that's the form this thing might take is, look, we've got these outstanding, you know, investigations into season ticket holders, these legal matters. I would not be surprised if the NFL ultimately takes responsibility for that. The other thing is you got to keep in mind that the ones that could be the most costly to them are these investigations that are happening by the state attorney generals. That's Virginia, that's Maryland, and that's D.C. Tell me, JP, which of those localities would get rid of those lawsuits in a second if it meant a chance at a new Commander stadium?
Probably both, if not all. I'd say Maryland. Both states. I think Maryland definitely would. Maryland got the least attention, I would say. Frankly, I don't think the three attorneys generals are,
yeah.
The concern is DOJ. Is what I would think. The federal
I just
government.
I just don't think there's a big enough number there to scare the NFL from saying, fine, you know, if that's the last thing we do is cut that check to make that go away, we'll do it. Let's just get this over with.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They better hope everything's been above board.
Nothing's been above board. Are you paying attention?
Hey, that's true.
Every time something new things pop up, I'll be worried about that.
I want to point.
That's why this process has been so important. I can only imagine the legal minds working on this. Like, can you imagine opening up those books for the first time?
Oh my
and
God.
What they saw when they opened them up?
Like that scene in The Hangover where they see the footage of what they did at Mike Tyson's house. Like, oh man, we did that. Or when you look at your credit card statement after,
you
like,
remember we had a conversation with somebody, and they mentioned on air about the two books.
Yeah,
and our both of our eyes were like, what the hell?
Yeah, I think there is some level of naivete among all of us that some of what the Commanders do, especially with skimming the books on the concert stuff, so that revenue doesn't get shared with the league and in turn with the players. I bet a whole lot of teams are doing that. I think some of that stuff, but I mean, you get to the $55 million personal loan and all that, nobody's doing that. So I think you're right. I also want to point something out because it's been pointed out to me by both Lamphill and by my guy Tony. Apparently, the Daytona 500 only has 200 laps. It's 500 miles.
Yeah.
So lap 497 would be very, very deep into the race.
Yeah.
You ready to have your mind blown, though? On sure. Tracks that are less than a mile, the number refers to the number of laps. So when they do the Coke 500 in Richmond, it's not a mile-long track, so it actually is 500 laps, not or 500 miles, not 500 laps. Whatever it is, the opposite.
I think you confused yourself during that clarification.
Yeah, you did. It's one at long tracks and it's one at short tracks. It's the opposite. It's a mind blower.
All right, Mike Phillips, our 58 Foundations and Waterproofing poll of the day. How close is a Commander's sale? Your options: very close, too much hype, or it's Dan, you never know. What's your answer?
Well, I'd love to have a small slice of it's Dan, you never know, because that's a sentiment here. I believe the buyer, the purchaser of the Washington Commanders, will be known to us by Sunday afternoon.
You think it's before Arizona gets going?
I think it's before Arizona gets going.
Here, let me ask you this question, Philly. The best part, so there are quarterly NFL owners meetings, which they now like calling league meetings. They don't like the word owners in there. The big one is this spring one, the beginning of the new league year. It's usually a 3 or 4 day affair. It's usually at a very swanky hotel. A lot of owners, coaches, GMs bring their families to this. It's like a family event. And the highlight every year, Philly, I think you'll agree, is the annual party where the owners, the head coaches, the general managers, the true power brokers allow the media slobs like me and Phillips into the party for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all at one place and the food is terrific and you get to have some real conversations with people. The white wine is flowing, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Tanya Snyder was at the owners' meetings at the Breakers in Palm Beach. Who will be at the owners' meetings, especially that party? What is that, Tuesday night, Philly?
Monday night party.
Who will be at that party Monday night?
I think Josh Harris will be at that party Monday night if I'm making predictions and not reporting.
Sure.
I am curious if one of the Snyders is there and Roger Goodell attempts some kind of we'd like to thank them for their service and all they've done for the league. You know, which you can say, Tanya started the breast cancer initiative, which obviously, you know, that's what you want to hang your hat on in terms of legacy there. I'm curious if one or both of them show as a farewell and a thank you and a, you know, we're going to see you off, attempt to see you off with dignity kind of thing, or if Jason Wright is representing the current.
I don't see that.
I would take the under on the goodbye tour here. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't expect that.
I am predicting a nice quote in a press release from Roger, but
sure.
No further.
Yeah, press release, sure. In person, I'm telling you, I go back to this. Everybody goes back to Tanya getting booed, and that was a big moment. Dan not being at week 18 against the Cowboys when they're honoring Sonny Jurgensen, who's one of his heroes. That was it for me.
It's happening.
Philly, thank you, buddy.
Hold on, before you go.
Oh, yeah. On Lamphill.
What happened?
Did somebody want to talk to Mike?
Mike.
What do we got?
What happened to your Jayhawks?
Oh, goodness. I just want to be very clear. I'm not blaming the refs because they called it fair, but I hate watching basketball games where all the starters are in foul trouble at the end. It was both teams. Like, we didn't make free throws. Jazz didn't make free throws. That's why they lost. It's totally their fault. But, man, I hate games where the refs don't swallow the whistle like that. So it was a tough 2 hours. It was a tough watch.
What's the deal with Bill Self? Is he okay?
I mean, the rumor is he had some kind of heart attack and you know, that it's pretty severe. I mean, anybody who's watched him on the sideline, like, that dude turns shades of purple during the games. Wow. I've been teaching my kid. We've been doing the brackets for the first time. My five-year-old filling out. She goes, whoa, there's two Kansases. I said, no, the other one's Kansas State. She goes, well, that's great. If the two Kansas teams played, you'd be happy no matter who won.
Not necessarily, baby.
Let me explain sports to you.
So there's only
one team that could make Daddy sad, and it's that one.
The fact that your Kansas Jayhawks won the title last year, does that make a second-round exit a little more palatable?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, no, it all sits pretty the year after a title. It was a great team, and they won a really, really good Big 12. It was a fun team to watch, but no, you can't be that guy who gets mad the year after a title.
But then how much of that is unbalanced out by Kansas State going to the Sweet 16?
You know, Missouri was the rival when I was in school, but they bounced to the SEC. Watching them lose to Princeton was a really good way to chase that evening. A little bourbon, a little Missouri losing by 20 to Princeton. It was not – I've had worse nights in sports.
Now, will you be packing your shampoo for the Arizona trip?
I'll be packing my shampoo?
Your shampoo bottle at the airport trick.
Oh yeah, of course. I'm on something called Breeze Airlines, JP. It was like $40 from here to Phoenix. Breeze Airlines, and everybody I've talked to has had that reaction. So if you see me rolling in a Greyhound bus Monday afternoon looking disheveled, you know what happened to me.
Godspeed, buddy, on Breeze Airline. I'll see you in Scottsdale, dude.
See you there.
All right, man.
That's our buddy Mike Phillips. Give him a follow at Michael P. RTD. I want to talk about our poll. Landfill, open up the phone lines. Here's the question. How close is a Commander's sale? Very close, too much hype, or it's Dan, you never know. 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.